This year's Pulitzer Prizes were announced this afternoon by Columbia University in New York. The Pulitzers honor American achievements in journalism, letters, drama, and music. NPR's Neda Ulaby tells us about this year's winners.
The Wall Street Journal won two Pulitzers, in international reporting for its coverage of China and a public service award for a probe into backdated stock options for business executives. Brett Blackledge of the Birmingham News won a Pulitzer for investigative reporting. His series on corruption in Alabama's community college system is ongoing.
All my life I have read just remarkable Pulitzer material that is sort of magical and mythical in its presentation, and you as a reporter think, you know, I would never be able to do that. This was a very sort of basic nuts and bolts reporting job, and I think that is what is so extraordinary to me. This is what 98% of us do every day.
The New York Times won a Pulitzer in features for its look at a Muslim cleric in Brooklyn. And the Los Angeles Times won an explanatory Pulitzer for its series on environmental threats to oceans. Meanwhile, Walt Handelsman of Newsday won his second Pulitzer for editorial cartoons. He animates his work, puts it online, and he does all of the voices himself.
Do you already miss the election season? Well, now you can relive those magic moments when our nation was rocked around the clock with the midterm's greatest hits. With Nancy Pelosi belting out her classic,
I found the thrill
for a work of nonfiction, the winner was a book about the role of the press in the civil rights movement. Co-author Hank Klibanoff told NPR last year that Southern segregation was challenged first and most bravely by African-American reporters.
The black reporters were the first on the scene anywhere. They had a view and of the black thought and the black community feeling about civil rights that white reporters did not venture to find out.
The Pulitzer for Fiction went to Cormac McCarthy's The Road, which follows the harrowing path of a father and son in a post-apocalyptic America. Here's a reading.
They set out through the dark woods. There was a moon somewhere beyond the ashen overcast, and they could just make out the trees. They staggered on like drunks. If they find us, they'll kill us, won't they, Papa? Shh. No more talking. Won't they, Papa? Shh. Yes. Yes, they will.
The primal fear of parents losing children was also the subject of this year's Pulitzer winner in drama. David Lindsay Abair wrote the play Rabbit Hole about parents mourning the accidental death of their 4-year-old son.
I spoke to a lot of parents who had lost children who came to see the play, some of them knowing what it was about, some of them not knowing. They said the play really spoke to them in an honest way. And hearing from these people who have gone through it, they said that's what it was to them. And so that meant more than anything to me.
The Pulitzer for Music went to saxophonist, composer, and pioneer of free jazz, Ornette Coleman. Coleman won for his recent recording, Sound Grammar. He just turned 77. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.